This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. As jury deliberations continue for a second day in the trial of U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, the president said Manafort's trial was sad. Trump made the remarks before leaving the White House Friday.
He worked for me for a very short period of time, but you know what? He happens to be a very good person, and I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The judge in the case, U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis, has refused to make public the names of jurors, as some media outlets had requested. He said he was concerned about their peace and safety. Ellis said he had received threats and did not realize the case would excite such intense emotions. Prosecutors say Manafort earned $60 million advising Russian-backed politicians in Ukraine, hid much of that money from the IRS, and then lied to banks to get loans when the money dried up. Manafort's defense countered he wasn't culpable because he left the particulars of his finances to others. Days after yanking former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's been blasting Bruce Orr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Orr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is ending funding for Syria stabilization projects as it moves to extricate the United States from the conflict. The State Department said it had notified Congress on Friday it would not spend $230 million that had been planned for Syria programs and would instead shift that money to other areas. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the cut, which was authorized by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and does not include humanitarian aid funds, will be more than offset by an additional $300 million pledged by coalition partners, including $100 million from Saudi Arabia.
This allows us to free up our tax dollars, U.S. tax dollars, to use on other key foreign policy priorities.
Most of the money initially pledged by former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in February had been on hold and under review since he was fired in March. A small fraction of the amount was released in June. Palestinian health officials say two Palestinians were killed by Israeli gunfire and another 60 were injured during a protest along the Gaza border as Egyptian mediators worked to broker a ceasefire. Witnesses say the protesters burned tires and threw rocks as well as firebombs, while the Israeli troops responded with tear gas and live rounds. Israel's military said some Palestinians briefly crossed into Israeli territory and said its troops responded with riot dispersal means to prevent breaches of the border. Palestinians have been protesting at the Gaza border since the end of March, in part for an end to the Israeli-Egyptian blockade of Gaza. Palestinian health officials say 170 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since the protests began. A Turkish court dismissed an appeal Friday to release U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, whose detention has triggered a diplomatic dispute between Turkey and the United States. The high court in the city of Izmir upheld a lower court's decision to keep Brunson under house arrest. It also rejected an appeal to lift Brunson's travel ban. The rulings came just hours after Turkish Trade Minister Ruşar Pekkan said that her country will respond if the U.S. imposes new sanctions over the continued detention of Brunson. She said, as Turkey, we have responded to the measures the United States has taken and will continue to do so based on our international trade law rights and in accordance with World Trade Organization rules. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said that the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if Brunson is not released. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.